Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
We've missed Kathy Barnett. We've missed you.
Hi.
How are you?
I have missed you guys as well. I am happy to report that I will be back on air tomorrow.
Woo.
So make sure you guys put it on your phone, set your alarm, 10 a.m. I will be back on, and it's going to be a doozy. I have my good friend out of Israel, who just wrote a book as well as produced a documentary. We're going to be doing a premiere of that movie here. I'll talk to y'all a little bit later about that. But we're going to be talking tomorrow in a two-part series on who's afraid of the big bad Jew and why it matters to each and every one of us.
Well, it's timely because we're just learning this morning or confirming that, in fact, Hamas, the terrorist group, has agreed to release one living American. He actually grew up in Jersey, was 19 at the time, but this is Idan Alexander. And so he was a 19-year-old Jersey kid and has the dual citizenship, Jewish kid, goes over to Israel and has been a hostage for more than 500 days.
Right.
So it's kind of appropriate, I think, as we put that one in perspective, that we still have all these hostages. It's curious to me, not really sarcastically said, that at the same time that even Politico, all these left-leaning organizations are defending Mahmoud Khalil, who is now being held in a jail, and they want to deport him from the country, and they've stripped him of his green card after what happened, the violence on Columbia's campus and so on in New York. Nobody mentions how many hostages we still have, are still in captivity in a cave somewhere 500 plus days later. Nobody mentions the Jewish American among those hostages. Nobody, isn't it curious, Kathy? Nobody mentions it.
Yeah. Curious in the non-curious way, right? We're being sarcastic. We understand the role in which we're living in, the world in which we're living in right now, is that nothing really makes sense. There's, common sense isn't common any longer. And what we've learned over, the past several months is that it is all by design. None of this is happening by coincidence. When we just found out about a month ago because of Doge's effort, that Politico is truly a government-backed organization, Politico, that is writing all of these hit pieces about the culture, about conservatives, about Trump, and just being weaponizing itself. The FBI, we just found out, was paying $500,000 a year for annual subscription. So we recognize that a lot of these things that we have been looking at, it doesn't make any sense, that it has been intentional, and it's been intentional to cause great confusion and chaos in our country. And I'm grateful for the Trump administration for, this is not popular, the things that they are doing. It is, causing a lot of angst, not just among the left-leaning world, but even among some of us on our side of the aisle as well. But the reality is, if we want to take our country back, Trump literally has about 2 years to do it. And I wish please and thank you was a policy that we could employ and everyone would just do the right thing, but it's not. And so therefore, you're going to have to be a little tough, and that's what we're doing.
You know who is up for a confirmation hearing today, answering questions before a finance committee? Dr. Mehmet Oz. So, isn't it funny how it seems in some ways when I think about you, Kathy Barnett, on the campaign trail here in Pennsylvania, in some ways it feels like it was like 10 years ago. it wasn't that long ago that my beautiful friend Kathy Barnett, who I voted for. I'm going to be honest. I voted for you. I rooted for you. You were.
Thank you.
I love you. You know that. And at the time, as we were, you know, reporting on that race back in the day, and you came out of nowhere because you were working your rear end off. You were going door to door across Pennsylvania, and I guess nobody saw you coming. And I just want to put that, and I know that you have a lot of love, and you know that in this space, but, you know, just looking at what happened then, zooming forward to now, how gracious you are with everybody involved. And by the way, behind the scenes, they're all gracious and say things about you. But just, I mean, come on, Kathy. I just wonder if you look at this, the irony or the time that's gone by, and now Dr. Oz, there he is being confirmed.
Yeah. You know, I mean, this is not an easy time for any of us. And certainly it wasn't for me when I saw everything that we had worked for being dismantled by those on our side of the aisle because they just didn't want me, right? Whatever that reason may be, they just wanted no part of me. And you walk out of that and you say, now what was all of this about? Because I sacrificed a lot. Many people sacrificed a lot in order for me to get, you know, to do as well as I did. But here's the reality is that we will each come to a fork in the road, and then the next step we take, whether we're going down the left side of that fork or the right side, it is going to define who we are and every day thereafter. And there are consequences, right? And I have chosen that I can only do the best that I know to do. If I don't know to do it, I can't do it. And I did the very best I did. I maintained my integrity through it all. I never intentionally told a lie. I never, you know, badmouthed someone just for the sake of destroying them and their character. And that is my, and that is what I decided to do. And I've decided to not be bitter. I decided to keep my eyes on the Lord. I've decided to keep my eyes on the purpose that I believe I am here for. And every day I am taking steps and stands in that direction. My children are watching me. Life is not fair. Life is hard.
Yes.
And, you know, and sometimes people want to go get an anxiety puppy or take to drinking or drugs. I'm not doing any of that, right? Mm-hmm. I believe I have a purpose. I believe we each have a purpose. And it is our job to do the very best we can to figure out why we're here. Our journey is going to come to an end. There is no one living from the 1700s, right? So it is on my watch to figure out why I'm here, what I'm supposed to be doing, and bitterness clouds all of that. Our people have to do a better job in voting for better leadership, but I can't control that either. I can just put forward a good option and then allow the chips to fall where they may.
And as far as Senator John Fetterman, who went on, you know, to win the Senate seat, when you see Fetterman in the headlines, and for example, he said that he would vote for, you know, the latest news today is Schumer is, you know, basically powerless. He's folding. They'll put through and avert a government shutdown, etc. But when you see John Fetterman, what is your feeling about him as a Pennsylvania senator? And do you think in your brain, like, yeah, I could have beat him?
I absolutely believe we would have been able to beat him. Look at what we did. You know, I mean, I took less than $2 million and against two of the most well-funded Republican candidates, Dr. Oz being one of them, combined, they spent $60 million. I took less than $2 million and I was in a statistical tie for first place. And so I earnestly believe one of the things that I said to people that you won't have anyone who will fight harder for you every day. Now, fast forward, now we have John Fetterman. It is what it is, right? Mm-hmm. And he is still a very despicable person. He was a despicable person before he had the stroke, and now he's a despicable person after the stroke, who had a stroke. And what we find with his voting is that he votes what may appear to be in our favor when it doesn't cost him anything. But when it is, but when the rubber meets the road and his vote would be a deciding vote to pivot away from left-leaning communist activities, he always foes and does what is natural for him to do, which is to lean left and to vote left. This vote doesn't cost him anything. So because Schumer is going to do it, others are going to do it. So it's easy for him to do that. Now, again, like I said earlier, people, the voters in the Republican Party, we're so thirsty to be liked by people that we tend not to, you know, not to really cherish our values and those who are actually fighting for our values. We're going to have to do better as a group of people. And that's what I'm focused on as I travel across the state and the nation. I was just over in Pittsburgh last week having this same kind of conversation of what we need to do in the Republican Party to make sure we don't waste these next 2 years.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and you make me think of the Pitt story with the spring breaker and this beautiful 20-year-old, I'll say girl, but she's a young lady on spring break, and her heartbroken parents there. She's still missing. There's a suspect, a person of interest. I mean, you and I talk about as parents thinking about, you know, your kids, high school age, college age, that go somewhere on spring break. By all accounts, Kathy, with the latest story, and I know they have this Iowa kid who they've questioned, but they're saying everything from she could have been kidnapped to human trafficked to the fact that she may have been swept away by a wave after they were all encouraged to leave the hotel, power outage in the middle of the night. Just your thoughts on that from the parental perspective.
Yeah. You know, I mean, as a mom like you, you and I, we talk about our babies often.
Yes.
I'm so grateful, right? My greatest joy in life is not that I ran for office or any other many things that are on my resume. It is the fact that I am married to a wonderful man, and we have come together to create an environment in which we can raise up the best children we possibly can. And we love our children. And so this is just a parent's worst nightmare. I cannot even imagine. And this is a part of my talk when I went over to, over on the side of Pittsburgh, is that, I mean, again, life is tough. Life is hard. It's not always fair. Ugly things happen to good people even. And so what can we do? And that is looking, when it comes to our children, is to make sure we do not send our children into the world as blank checks.
Mm-hmm.
Because make sure when your child leaves your home and leaves from under your roof and under your authority that they know that why they're here, that they understand they were made with a purpose, to make sure that they know why they're here, what they're supposed to be doing. Because if you send your child out into the world like a blank check, I can assure you there are innumerable people, Khalif being one of them, who will stand and write out their agenda on your child. I think that's the best thing we can do as parents, is to make sure that before our children leave our nest, that they understand they were made with a purpose, there are no mistakes and how they were designed, and that they, it's their journey to figure out why they're here. And that reason is not outside of them. It is within them. And I think that's the best thing we can do for our children before we let them leave our homes.
So now that some time has passed, you know, I got to go back because I always get this. Ask Kathy if she's going to run for anything again. Ask Kathy. We love her. We want... Are you still, because you keep saying no, 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 I'm never going to run again. Never say never.
They want you.
Yeah,
they want you.
The chat is going crazy over Kathy right now.
I know. Let me tell you, right? I mean, when it first happened, right after that rape, it was crazy. I wanted no part of politics or the people. Mm-hmm. And then, lo and behold, I meet Vivek, and now I'm running around the nation with him. And time has, you know, it's kind of like, Dawn, if you remember when you have that first child, you're like, mm-hmm. I'm never doing this again. And then once you have the child, you forget about all the pain you went through, and then before you know it, you got 3 and 4 kids. It's the same way with politics. I mean, I find this is still my interest. I love our people. I truly believe we deserve better leadership. But the manner in which I ran in 2022, I can't do that again, because now I realize that although no one did grassroots the way we did it, and it was very successful, what we saw was that in the last 5 days, those on your own side of the aisle who are, you know, top down, very big wallets, that they will come in and just wreck everything you've done within a matter of days. And so if I am to do this again, we would need people with much greater influence to come alongside what it is that we're doing. So I am now backing away from never to, ooh, I am open.
Oh,
but it would have to be, you know, kind of like, you know, all everything kind of aligning. But I am very open because I love our people and I love our nation. I think we have some of the best people within the Republican Party. And so I moved away from never to I'm open.
Okay. Wow, look at the reaction. They're saying, we want you in office, Kathy. That's from
Jizzy Tony's Mangle. Message.
Tony.
I will kick down doors for Kathy.
Woo!
Oh, you guys. Love oh, you, my Tony. God. Don't make me cry. Y'all know I'm like a weeping prophet. I will cry. Because I'm telling you, we have the best people.
Yes.
As I traveled the nation with Vivek, what I realized very, very early on is that we're not as divided. There is not as much vitriol as you see in these isolated clips on YouTube or X or what the media will try to show us. Most people get it. You just have to have a heart to walk in and have a conversation. People want better, whether they have a R next to their name or not right now. Most people want better. And we're still, even within the Republican Party, you know, we are known for kneecapping ourselves and we make unforced errors all the time. It's unnecessary. But I believe we have a window of opportunity in this country to take our nation back. I was not quiet about my values. I will never be quiet about my value, but I believe now is the time to get loud, put a smile on your face, and go out there and take our country back.
Well, we love it, and we're glad you're back. Kathy Barnett, back tomorrow morning, so we all have our, you have the calendar marked, right?
That song is so appropriate for Kathy. You can't stop her. You can't stop her.
Nor do we want to. Our friend Kathy Barnett, you got to check out the YouTube chat. Everybody's, you're getting a lot of love online.
Aww.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Dawn. Love you guys.
Love you back.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.